Cena urmena v noci on va melek Šelomo. Cena urmena v noci on va melek Šelomo.
If you are just joining us, we are in the WRTI Performance Studio with the members of Neshira, the Jewish Chorale of Philadelphia, and I'm here with Artistic Director Julia Zawadzki. Julia, that was beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Could you talk a little bit about the chorale? And the repertoire is very broadly defined as Jewish music.
Yes, absolutely. That's why I was really excited when I was offered the job with Neshira, because I was given a pretty large playground to play with. The Jewish repertoire, meaning it might be just pieces that written by Jewish composers or pieces with a Jewish text. They don't have to be sacred or secular as long as there is a connection. So there is a pretty wide definition of Jewish music.
And part of your mission, I understand, is to let people know that there is a wide variety of works.
Absolutely. We consider it our purpose, not just to sing a Jewish repertoire at the highest level possible, but also to bring it out of Jewish audiences to the general public.
And I understand you're also doing collaborations with other groups. So it's not just taking Jewish music out into the community, it's sharing of music from other cultures.
Absolutely, absolutely. We've done programs with Singing City of Philadelphia. We have done programs with Philadelphia Voices of Pride. We are planning a beautiful program with Choral Arts and the Choristers, with Donald Thompson and Heritage Chorale. So there is so many collaborations. And what is really wonderful that after tragic events that took place this year, the conductors of various community choirs are reaching out and asking to join them with building a program in response to these events.
That's great. And music is such a wonderful response to some of the horrible things that are happening in the world. So this program is called Love in Every Language, and I understand it's a very personal program for you.
Absolutely. I'm an immigrant myself, so I happen to leave Ukraine when I was 19. As a Jew, it was pretty inevitable thing to do, and I lived in Israel, and then I came here, and choral music kept me together, and love for choral music was the only constant that I had in my life. So Love in Every Language represents that.
So what is the next piece we're going to hear?
We're going to sing a piece by a Palestinian composer that was commissioned especially for this concert. By the way, this concert, we performed it last month in New York, and this is a repeat of the concert. This is a collaboration between my wonderful colleague and friend, cantor Natasha Hirschhorn. Her and I commissioned a piece from Wissam Gibran, who I met last year while teaching students in Israel about making Jewish and Arabic music in Israeli communities together.
And so this particular piece is what?
This particular piece based on the famous book of Khalil Gibran called The Prophet. We are going to be singing an excerpt from this piece, and the text, love is sufficient and to love. We're thinking about the fact that love is a bigger feeling than what we think of it usually.
You're listening to WRTI live from the WRTI Performance Studio. We're also streaming a video live. You can go to our website and click on the link, and it will take you right to the YouTube. Wonderful. And that was an excerpt from That Love.
Yes, that was an excerpt from That Love that was written by Wissam Gibran, who lives in Nazareth. And it will be sung in Arabic and English.
Great. Now, moving from one culture to another, Meredith Klein, you are also the director, artistic director of the Philadelphia Tango School.
That's right, yes. And also the Philadelphia Tango Festival.
Oh. And that's very appropriate for the next piece, I understand.
It sure is, because we're singing a Sephardic folk song that has actually been tangoized. It originated somewhere in Europe and made its way to the Americas, where we're singing an arrangement by Joshua Jacobson, which has a lot of Argentine tango rhythms in it.
And I saw it described as a Latino folk song. What does that mean?
Ladino is a language. It's Judeo-Spanish. So it's the language of the Spanish Jews who were exiled from Spain in 1492 and made their way around the world eventually from the Middle East and the Ottoman Empire, Europe, and then to the Americas, and brought this song with them.
You're listening to WRTI live from the performance studio. If you're just joining us, we're listening to Nashira, the Jewish Chorale of Philadelphia, singing highlights from their upcoming concert, Love in Every Language. That was beautiful. Okay, now we'd like to talk to two members of the group who have been here since its founding. Art Feldman.
Yes, we've been together since 2002 as a chorale. And when we first met in someone's living room and a variety of living rooms, and decided we needed a chorale that was at a high level, auditioned chorale, that would sing Jewish theme music. And we were all singers for many years in our own lives, and this gave a wonderful opportunity to sing together.
And where did the name come from, Cynthia?
So the name is from the Hebrew word to sing, which is lashir, and it's a biblical word, and it means we shall sing. It's a very joyful name.
And so what has it been like for you singing in the group all these years, Art?
It's been like another family for me. It's been a wonderful experience in to sing in different venues and to meet people from different walks of life. Personally, as a physician, and we have other physicians and medical people in the chorale, it's a way to express yourself in another way than what we do day to day, and a good connection with my patients, actually.
Well, now this next piece, Cynthia, can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes, I can. The next piece is called Die Mama is gegangen. I happen to love it. It's a very fun piece. It's a Yiddish folk song that was done by Theodore Bickel. And then a few years ago, Charles Davidson, who is the cantor emeritus at Congregation Adath Jeshurun, arranged it for Nashira. He's a very remarkable man and a very well-known liturgical contemporary composer of Jewish music. And it's a love song, but a much more lighthearted one. And it's sung by a young man whose mother went to the market to buy some coal, and she brought him back a Polish beautiful girl. He calls her his little kitten. And then his mother goes back to the market to buy some cabbage, and she brings him back another girl that got off a coach. And she's also beautiful. She has beautiful teeth. And he calls her his little kitten. But then he says, I eat almonds and I drink wine, but there is one girl that I will never stop loving. She has beautiful black hair, and she is my little kitten.
And can you hear this humor in the music?
Oh, absolutely. And you'll see in the expressions, the ois, or the expressions of joy and surprise, I guess, throughout this song.
So the men sing the young man's part, and the women offer Jewish commentary.
That's right.
Wonderful. You're listening to WRTI Live, members of Nashira. Wonder how that story worked out. If you're just joining us, we're in the WRTI Performance Studio with Nashira. They're singing highlights of their upcoming concert, Love in Every Language. And now we'd like to hear from Howard.
Hi.
Howard Winter.
Hi.
Hi. You're going to tell us about the next song.
I am. Very different from the last song. We're going to be a little bit more serious and maybe a little melancholy. This is a song called Chupat HaTchelet, which translates from the Hebrew as a sky blue canopy. It was written by an Israeli songwriter and poet, Rachel Shapira. The music is by a very well-known Israeli composer, Nurit Hirsch. And it really perfectly captures a reflective, almost melancholy mood, which, according to the composer, was meant as a love song to Jerusalem. So again, a song in a more serious vein than what you've just heard.
But moving, I suppose Jerusalem is so important to so many people.
It is. It's central to everything we do.
Okay. You're listening live from the WRTI Performance Studio to Nashira. That was beautiful, heartfelt. This program that you're singing for us today in WRTI really does demonstrate the variety in terms of the music in your repertoire.
That was absolutely the goal, to show the wide array of Jewish music that comes from so many different cultures, but it unites us in our traditions, and there's so much love in our music that we are looking forward to share next Sunday.
And it also, you also were reaching out to people from other cultures with your work.
Absolutely, absolutely. That is the most important aspect of the work that we do here.
Great. So the last piece we'll hear? Howard Winter.
No, Hal Goldberg.
Oh, wait, that's sorry.
Okay.
Right.
I'm not correcting. That's okay.
Thank you for correcting me. So, Hal, what is the last piece we'll hear?
The last piece is called Kala Kala. It's the second of five Hebrew love songs from the composer Eric Whitaker. Kala Kala actually means light bride. There are not a lot of words in the song. It's a very happy song and fun. It translates as light bride. She is all mine, and lightly she will kiss me. Song has beautiful bass and tenor lines in it, and the sopranos and altos really have a lot of fun also, kind of in a dancing way in the song, which you'll have an opportunity to hear in just a moment.
You're listening to WRTI live from the performance studio, Nashira. Joyous. That was beautiful. Great way to send us out into this May Day. And thank you so much for coming, all of you, and giving us highlights. This is Nashira. They're performing on Sunday, May 19th at the Curtis Institute of Music, a program called Love in Every Language. It's beautiful.
Thank you, Susan, so much for having us. It was a joy to be here.
And after this concert, what's up for you? Do you take the summer off?
Yes, we are taking a summer off, and then we will start to prepare for our upcoming concert in December, the collaboration between the Shira and Choral Arts. That will be a program of psalms that we are very much looking forward to as well.
Excellent. Well, thank you again for coming today, and good luck with your concert, Love in Every Language.